Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Let's begin with the 22nd nakshatra of Shravana. We are doing the comparative studies between I Ching and Gene Keys and the Vedic nakshatras. Okay. So this is a moon-ruled nakshatra, like you can see. And all moon-ruled nakshatras have dominant step in Arthapada, which is going into Taurus. You will see the same with Hasta, you will see the same with Rohini. Means it's all about gathering resources. Taurus is second house, Taurus is resources. What kind of a resource is Shravana looking to do? Because the drive is to create, yes? Listen to good counsel. Let's see the energies first. Take good advice given to make progress in life. Shravana has this big theme in life of not listening to good advice. Fixed nature, yes. They are clever. They have social connections with spirituality. Somehow they'll keep bumping into spiritual type of people. Happy and easygoing people. They have a passive receptivity about them. They have a lot of idealism. They can get materialistic, Capricorn being an earth sign. They have clever and shrewd thinking, especially in Padatri going into Gemini. They have emotional connect to people, especially in the fourth Pada going into Cancer. Life lesson finally. Inquisitiveness of the goal is required to find the path as opposed to aimless wandering. This is one thing Shravana can get into, aimless wandering. It's like getting into the swampy lands of Capricorn and not finding a way through it, right? This is sort of the hero's quest, impulse, inquisitiveness of the goal. It's like the hero with all the superpower running around in the swamp. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Where is my goal? Inquisitiveness of that goal is required for Shravana in order to find that path they are looking for. Yes? So let us see the first one, I Ching. What hexagrams help us here? Hexagram number 20, Guan, contemplation. Symbolizes the concept of contemplation and careful observation. In the context of this life lesson, it suggests that inquisitiveness requires thoughtful contemplation and observation to find true path. Sort of a silent reflection within oneself. This hexagram advises taking the time to reflect deeply upon your journey. You're taking some journey in life, whoever you are listening to this. If you're Shravana dominant in your horoscope, take time to reflect. Get inquisitive about your goal. That's what it says. Hexagram 29. Khan, the abyss. Khan represents the idea of abyss, symbolizing a deep, profound inquiry. That's the key word. aligning with life lesson, it emphasizes the need to delve deep into your inquiries to uncover the truth. Go a little deeper. Find what is it that you're really looking for. This hexagram advises exploring the depths of your questions to find meaningful answers. Hexagram number 4, Meng, youthful folly. Meng represents the concept of youthful folly and need for learning from experiences. Make mistakes, youthful folly. The young make foolish mistakes, yes, all of us did. In the context of life lesson, he suggests inquisitiveness involves being open to new experiences and learning opportunities from mistakes. As is popularly said in corporate world, all experience is bad experience. This hexagram advises embracing curiosity with a sense of openness and receptivity. Hexagram number 3, Chun, difficulty at the beginning. Chun signifies the concept of difficulty at the beginning of a journey. It aligns with this life lesson by suggesting that inquisitiveness may encounter initial challenges. Don't give up in the first couple of failures. Okay? Simple as that. This hexagram advises perseverance, there you go, and determination in the face of obstacles on your quest for truth. Truth here being your goal. Sharana needs to find that goal. What am I doing all this stuff for? Otherwise it can get frustrated. It's the moon nakshatra sitting in the house of Saturn, can get really frustrated. Hexagram 57, Zun, the gentle wind. Zun represents the gentle influence of wind, symbolizing a subtle and intuitive approach. In the context of Sharana, it suggests inquisitiveness can benefit from a gentle yet intuitive exploration. Moon is highly intuitive, use that. This hexagram advises trusting your instincts and inner guidance. Hexagram 63, Gigi, after completion. Gigi symbolizes the idea of completion and fulfillment. Aligning with Sharana, it suggests that inquisitiveness leads to a sense of fulfillment when you find the true path. You have to be inquisitive up till what? Up till what point? Comes the question, till you find that goal. And the goal might be a temporary, don't think in terms of the entire life here. It may be even in 1 year, it may be even 6 months. Short-term goals, for example. This hexagram advises staying committed to your quest until you reach a sense of completion with it. Plan a 6-month goal, a 3-month goal, for heaven's sake, but just find that goal. Then you will get the energy to move. Now let's see gene keys. Let's get to the gene keys. Number 1, gift of creativity. It involves the ability to bring something new. For Sharana, it means creatively explore your true path. Find something, tamper with something. You are trying to get to become inquisitive about the goal. So you need to put your hand to something, dabble with something to begin with, using their inquisitiveness to envision new possibilities and directions. Unless we sit and tinker with stuff, we don't know where we are going, right? Obvious. Gene key number 9, the gift of inwardness. In this context, it says, you involve yourself with self-reflection and introspection, something that very few people do these days, in this day of distraction of social media. This gene key can support the theme by guiding Sharana people to turn their inquisitiveness inward, exploring within. What are your talents? What are your abilities? Where are you going with this? What is the goal? Exploring the inner world to gain insights into their own true path. Okay? You're not going to borrow it from somebody else. Gene key number 16 is the gift of mastery. It involves a disciplined focus of application of energy. This key can guide individuals in mastering the art of inquisitiveness. There you go. Using it as a tool for self-discovery and personal growth. First you folks. Gene key number 20, the gift of presence. which basically means being fully engaged in the present moment, which basically translates to, for this nakshatra, to be present and attentive as they inquire into their true path, allowing for deeper insights to emerge. Once again, the keywords, let it emerge first. Let the goal reveal itself, basically what we are saying. Jinki number 22, the gift of grace, involves the state of effortless flow. This key can support individuals to approach their quest for true path with a sense of grace, ease, allowing for natural unfolding of insights and revelations. Anything that flows with ease is much better than some struggle, isn't it? We are often told that there is no pain, no gain, and all that nonsense. Actually, it's the grace which allows the greatest things. Jain key number 32. Gift of preservation. Preservation essentially means protecting what is essential. But this is a creator nakshatra. This is not sthiti, this is not preserver. So in this context, it means preserving their inquisitiveness towards the goal, ensuring that it remains focused and purposeful rather than wandering aimlessly. See that? Aimless wandering should be avoided by Shravana people. If Saturn is here, for example, in Capricorn, although it's exalted, what does it lead to? Aimless working without any goal. Jinki number 37, gift of equality. This involves recognizing inherent worth in all beings, yes. For Shravana, it means quest for their true path with a sense of equality, acknowledging the value of every step in their journey. You're taking some steps. You might not know all the answers, but you're moving towards it, having sort of a faith in that. Jinki number 41, gift of anticipation, involves the ability to sense what is coming. This key can support guiding individuals to anticipate insights and revelations that come from their own inquisitiveness. It will come from your own inquiry, self-inquiry, preparing them to receive and integrate this truth into their lives. Beautiful, isn't it? Next, we shall go into Dhanishta, half in Capricorn, half in Aquarius. We are moving into Aquarius now. So we'll see that next. Meanwhile, take care. Be safe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.